Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Brian, I'm sure you'll sound just like Adam Lee Decker, who does all the national anthems for the Carolina Hurricanes coming up on Friday night. You'll be fine doing the national anthem out at DBAT for the Durham Bulls opening
weekend.
You
really think so?
Yeah. And by the way, that guy, his flowing hair, his beard, everything about the guy, and he crushes the anthem every time. This is how I envision your performance going on Friday. You got this, Brian.
Oh, well, those aren't unrealistic expectations.
No, yeah, you're just going to grow so much hair before here and there.
Or it's going to sound just like this.
And the Rockets, red flag.
Uh-oh.
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 I'll
make up for it now.
If you missed this in our show the last couple days, Brian will be doing the national anthem as the carpool Casanova.
Right.
But like we've said, it's one thing performing in front of 100 elementary students versus 15,000 baseball fans doing the national anthem, a song that can be tricky. This is why people screw this song up on a regular basis. But good news, if you missed it, Apex Friendship Elementary, you're not going to be out there by yourself. They're going to be helping you out, Brian.
Yeah, because for one, I definitely need like the when I thought about doing it in front of 15,000 people and I've never done it before, it got to be very nerve-wracking thinking about myself solo in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
So having their presence there is going to do wonders for my nerves. Second of all, no one's going to say I did a bad job if I have a bunch of elementary schoolers with me.
Pad
in the deck there, huh?
Human shield.
Exactly. They are the human shield. All right, with that, speaking of the Carolina Hurricanes a moment ago, we have somebody with us right now, a massive North Carolina State Wolfpack fan. Met her over the last couple weeks, but then I found out this fun fact about her the other day, that she used to be the national anthem singer for the Carolina Hurricanes back in the day, pre-Adam Lee Decker. Her name is Karen. She's with us right now, and Karen has some legitimate pro advice for you. I mean, after all, she's performed at PNC Arena. Karen, what is your advice for Brian as he takes the field on Friday night out at DBAP?
Just need to do you. Don't make it fancy, though. People don't like that. Just sing it straight. Keep it kind of upbeat. We're not at a funeral. We're at a baseball game.
Go ahead.
Right. I would say start a little bit low. Like when you practice, just start a little lower than you think you might so that you're not hitting the ceiling when you get to the end. But it helps that it'll be, are you going to do it a cappella? Are you going to use a track like with Casanova?
We're using it with a track like Casanova. And I've got the Apex Friendship Elementary School Choir with me to...
Thank God.
Add ambiance to really do the singing. I'll be background. And to also calm my nerves.
Yes. You'll be great.
Karen, do you have any tips, any things I can do? Like, are there any mental tricks while you're singing the anthem so you're not overwhelmed by the moment? Like, how do you focus out the crowd?
So usually if I'm anxious about a song, then I definitely don't be looking for people. Like, just find something, especially there. Just like aim for like the speaker booth and just find like a spot on the wall. And then it's like they're not even there. And people enjoy singing along with you and you'll kind of hear that. I will say that there's a lot of reverb. So just kind of listen to yourself, not necessarily listening to the monitors.
Okay.
You know, like the house speakers.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, like you've got the kids there and just find you like a little spot on the wall up there with the PA announcers and just pretend like you're singing it all by yourself, almost as if you were practicing. And just don't forget to smile.
And got to smile. Got to see the money smile, Brian. Brought to you by Invisalign. But Brian.
orthodontics.
And if all else fails, just make sure the 10-year-olds carry you the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I'll be up there mouthing peanut butter, watermelon.
There you
peanut
go.
Butter,
Karen,
water.
Thank you for the Karen, thank you for the time today. You have a lovely week, okay? And go Pack.
Go Pack.
Yeah, go Pack. I got a song for them too.
Bye, thank you, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
All right, you're welcome.
Everything will be just fine, and I believe your I believe your suit arrived that you'll be wearing on Friday night.
Did you, really, was it here this morning?
It's somewhere in the building. We got to go on a scavenger hunt today to find it. Carpool Casanova, Friday night for the National Anthem out at DBAP. It's Mixed Mornings.
She said it's cold.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.